That squirrel kept eating the bird food no matter what we did. Eventually, my dad just gave him his own food too.
Your squirrel friend was being persistent, just like you should be. Happy Sunday, everybody. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I bet you've prayed a lot for something and didn't see anything change right away. Maybe your dog ran away for weeks and weeks, even though you prayed for him to come back soon. Does that mean God didn't hear your prayer or that he doesn't care? No, of course not. God hears every prayer and he loves you. But in the meantime, don't give up just because you don't see any change. Instead, take King David's advice found in Psalm 55, verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Our story today is called The Persistent Squirrel. Dad, why do we keep praying for Grandma? Jacob asked as they finished their morning prayer at the breakfast table. We pray for her every day, but she doesn't seem to be getting better. Well, Dad was interrupted by a chattering squirrel outside the window. The intruder ran up the bird feeder post and the chickadees flew away. Jacob knocked on the window, but the squirrel refused to budge. That squirrel is stealing the bird sunflower seeds, said Jacob. Dad grinned. To stop him, we should put up a sign that says birds only and then teach him to read. Jacob laughed. But by the time he learns, we'll be out of bird food. You're right. Dad went to the garage and came back with a curved piece of metal. This is called a baffle. It fits around the bird feeder post so squirrels can't climb up. He and Jacob put up the baffle and watched to see what would happen. The squirrel came and tried to climb over it. When that didn't work, he climbed a nearby tree and leaped from the lowest limb to the feeder. I'll fix him, said Dad. He walked to the bird feeder and moved the post several yards away from the tree. The squirrel left, and then he returned and jumped from a higher branch. He's a persistent one, said Dad. He went to the kitchen and came back with a couple ears of corn. What's that for? Asked Jacob. Sometimes you have to give in to squirrels, said Dad as he placed the ears of corn far from the bird feeder. This way, he'll leave the feeder alone so that birds can have their food. He looked at Jacob. Did you know the Bible says that when it comes to prayer, we should act like this squirrel? Jacob was shocked. It does? Dad nodded. God wants us to pray persistently, even when we can't see how it changes anything. He promises to work everything out for the best. Kind of like how giving the squirrel corn was better for him and for the birds? Right, said Dad. Jesus loves us and hears every one of our prayers. We need to keep praying for Grandma and trust him. So how about you? Do you pray about something once or twice and then stop? Or do you keep praying and expect God to answer? Don't give up. Keep bringing your problems to God in prayer and talk to Jesus like a friend. Remember, he loves you and he hears each of your requests. So trust him to answer in the way that he knows best. Our key verse is Psalm 55, 17.
Evening and morning and noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
And our key thought, keep praying. If you have older brothers or sisters at home, help them spend time in God's Word with the new Unlocked Devotional. It has essays, poems, and journal entries written by teenagers as a way for teens to encourage each other to go deeper in their walk with Christ. Each day's reading focuses on a topic that affects teens, like social media, self-worth, and finding purpose in life. The first issues of Unlocked are available right now, so if you're a teen or the parent of a teen, find out more about the Unlocked Devotional at unlocked.org and then hit the subscribe button in the menu. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.